Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It'd be great to be an athlete.
Our guy's 6'10". I mean, it takes a lot of food to keep that body going.
That's true. Dude,
so I am happy about that Wall of Fame moment, I will say.
Why is that?
Because I was always jealous of my guy Kareem Gilbo. You know,
oh, yeah.
Kareem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kareem, he's now a Reader, correct?
Champions. Is his basketball program,
his basketball program. Known Kareem a long time. He was on the wall at, I believe, Pasquale's, the pizza spot.
Oh, yeah. Pasquale's.
On Irving. Pasquale's.
Yeah.
What is Pasquale's?
I thought it was Pasquale's, but keep
Pasquale's,
going.
Pasquale's. I've called it so many different things over the years.
It's gone
there for so many years.
Yeah.
But he used to be on the wall there.
Yeah.
When he played at San Jose State, they had Kareem up there on the wall. It's like, man, that would be cool.
St. Stephen's SI played him in baseball and basketball for 20 years.
Great dude. Great guy. So I was like, man, we made it. We're on the wall. Somebody else is on the wall. Can you believe that?
I can.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. You're feeling yourself.
I'm a coaching legend. Not just teasing.
Don't you have that on your bio? 17 times
you CYO champion. You like that, champion. Come on, admit you like
that.
Oh,
I would stunt like that, too. I would flex.
I'm an 11-time CYO champion, by the way.
You know?
I'm getting there.
You know what? I could just, for giggles, I may just change my Twitter profile today. Kevin Stefanski, 6-time Super Bowl winner in Madden franchise.
See, that would be cool. See, but here's the thing. I've got a full runway with LJ going in, so I've got opportunities now in soccer and in basketball and in baseball.
Stack.
Oh, dude.
About the stack. Trophy room's coming?
It's coming.
Trophy room's coming?
Well, and then my cousin Mike's kid, they're going to be in the same class, right? So little Matthew and LJ, I already got my first baseman.
Yeah.
You know, I'm already ready to go because Mike's kid's humongous. I mean, this kid came out the womb like 6 feet tall.
Anna said she was listening to the segment yesterday where you guys were getting on me about coaching. She goes, babe, you know you would coach.
Thank you.
No, I wouldn't.
Thank you.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't coach.
Every single person that I know that knows you is like, Ponte's so full of crap.
Really? Damn.
This is what my buddy Jim said.
Oh, wow.
This is what my buddy Jim said.
Wow.
Look, it's not about how much you know, right? It's about, like, are you willing to volunteer your time? Are you a good person? Do you truly care about the happiness and the memories of the kids? Check, 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 check. All those things you believe in. And also, you do know the game. And you're going to continue to want to learn the game because you do love sports, right? And then you're going to come to this realization. And I'm telling my boy Rocco this same thing right now. Well, if I'm going to be carting them around to practices, and if I think I know more about sports than the person coaching them currently, I might as well set my own schedule so it's convenient for me.
Oh, man. Listen, man. I just know myself, when I did coach for 1 year or a year and a half, I was a maniac. And I don't think I could overcome that.
Ponte, the first 10 years of me coaching, it was thrown out of baseball games, technicals. Now, Guido would yell at me during the basketball game, you're not getting fired up enough. And I'm like, Guido, and I love Guits, but I'm like, Guido, I've been doing this so long.
Yeah.
Like, I realized.
Well, I heard the streets say Guido's a maniac.
Well,
I've heard rumors.
He's intense.
I've heard rumors Guido's coaching these kids like he's Bobby Knight or something.
And I don't deny that I don't, you know, have my moments, but I have calmed down tremendously
in the last 10 years.
See,
if I'm coaching baseball, right, the up. You know, I think it's a ball four and it's just strike three. And I'm like, I'm kicking dirt. I know myself.
Well, no, I do the, ooh, good pitch. Yeah. Love that spot. Love yeah. that spot. See, stay right there, Prince. Oh, stay no, right see, there, Ian.
See, I don't That's know how what to I fake do. It. See, I know myself. I don't know how to fake it.
Or my other favorite one is, ooh, I want that one when we're hitting. But you got to say it like you're someone from the stands, yeah, not in the dugout. Yeah,
exactly. And that's hard to do. That's hard to do. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget that you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter streams. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, Lubman, he wants to get into baseball. We got a lot going on.
Oh, Lubman, get into baseball?
Yeah, he wants to get into baseball. But
very
I do
unusual
have,
for me, I know.
Well, I do want to play a sound from Dave Fleming. Let's get the Dave Fleming stuff on the board for next segment. We could do a little bit because Fleming says something about Bob Melvin being edgier this year.
That surprised
me. And it surprised me, too, because I think, and look, I expect to get a message right now about, hey, you're a hater. We were not ecstatic on the show about Bob Melvin. Well, I know you weren't. I wasn't either.
But to be fair, I wasn't ecstatic at all about Bruce Bochy. I thought it was a retread hire that was going to hold the place of the end of the Bonds. It was like the very last season of Bonds, and he'll coach a couple years or manage a couple years, and then they'll find their next guy. So I was way wrong about Bruce Bochy, and I freely admit that.
I was really wrong about Bruce Bochy.
Come really to find out, he's like one of the greatest managers in the modern era.
Sorry, were you guys also swung by the mound incident with Bochy and Mattingly?
Everyone was. How could you not?
When I feel like that was like the last, like if you were out on Bochy after that day, it was impossible to.
The Bochy calling Mattingly out for going to the mound twice. And it was it Joe Blanton or Billingsley? Was it Billingsley? Gosh,
I thought it was Blanton. It could have been Billingsley.
I'm going to look it up. Could have been that Billingsley. Was the moment everyone became a Bochy fan.
Yeah, that was the moment for you?
Absolutely.
What year was that? 2009?
That was 10.
2010. 2010.
It was summer, 2010.
World Series team. That's right.
The summer August 2010. Of 2010, I think.
You know what? That was the moment. That may have been the moment. That was the moment. That may have been a moment because here, they were rolling, though.
I have
they
it
were
right
rolling.
Here.
They were rolling. Who was it? Who was the pitcher?
Oh, my God. This is so good. Who's oh, my God. Okay. Last night, this is July 21st, 2010, baseball reference. The Dodgers were forced to take out Jonathan Broxton.
Jonathan Broxton.
Now that's a name.
Boxer I mean, looks like Blant. No, they kind of look alike.
James Loney said, "Hey, Don."
Oh, see, why'd you got to do that? Why? Did you hear that?
No.
So I said, Broxton and Blant, they kind of look alike. that's what he played.
Broxton
right.
Broxton was nice though. Broxton had a moment. Like I'm being real.
Oh, he was filthy for.
Yeah, he was nice. So James Loney said, "Hey, Don," and Don turned back around and went back onto the mound, and they were forced to take him out. How random is that?
That was great. That was so fun. That was so funny. Mattingly, that's when he was like, "Oh yeah, his days are numbered." For
sure. Well, I think Torrey had been ejected earlier in that game. That's why Mattingly was the manager.
Right,
at the time.
But no, it was just like Mattingly, though, just looking at it was like, oh, Mattingly.
Here we go.
It's like they're going to go. Torrey was like still a check for the Dodgers.
It's the ninth inning, 5-4, bases loaded. Mattingly comes out to talk to closer Jonathan Broxton. As Mattingly is leaving the mound, he goes to the dugout. James Loney asks him a question. He turns around, steps back. Did I do something wrong?
No, I see Lubman back there, and he looks up at the clock, he looks around, he goes, he's about to whisper in my ear, and I just throw up the two for him.
Oh, good.
I like your stuff. It's all good.
I'm looking at the clock. That's
great.
All.
You guys are in synergy right now.
I know how to tell time.
So Bochy calls him out on it, and an ice-cold George Sherrill has to come up, and he's only allowed X amount of pitches to warm up because of the infraction. Giants end up winning 7-5. Wow.
Classic game.
Was that an ESPN game, too? I feel like it might have been.
I
was
know.
Watching it on the was East day Coast.
It was July.
No, what day? Like a Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
I don't know. I'm
if it was Wednesday, because ESPN used to have like Wednesday night.
Wednesday
way
night baseball.
I think it was the middle of the week. I'm
Wednesday night baseball. Could have been a Wednesday night baseball. But Dave Fleming joined you guys the other day. I was out.
That was the moment, though.
Dave's right now in Louisville, Kentucky. He was all over the Scotty Shuffle thing.
It was Hoping a Tuesday night game.
Tuesday night game. Dave Fleming on Bob Melvin.
And that whatever's happening now is happening. I don't. I think Bob has the right mix of calm and, hey, this is a long season, and I've been through this for 40 years in this game, and I know the ebbs and the flows. He knows, he realizes that, but he also, I would think that my first impression of Bob has been that he's edgier than I thought he was. He's a super competitive guy and takes it more personally than I thought he did. Like, Bob is, he's an edgy competitor, and I don't think I ever totally knew that about him. And I say that as a compliment. I think that's a really good thing.
I like it. I like that he's edgy. I like that he's edgy.
Why?
I like spice,
yeah.
Especially on the team that's mediocre. Like Kapler, we had Kapler on a lot. He was a good dude, but there wasn't a lot of, it felt like his edginess and his spiciness was forced. Like remember a couple
like
years ago,
fake he got, intensity?
Yeah, he got kicked out the game. He got ejected from a game and Crawford was like, all right, go to the clubhouse. And it was like, that's a forced, he kind of forced it.
It
like,
didn't it, feel you know, sincere.
It didn't feel authentic.
Gotcha.
So Bob just, the authenticity is right there. Now, how good of a manager he is he? I don't know. I don't know. He's been around the block a few times, right? He hasn't got that one World Series, but he has been manager of the year. I get all that. But at least not forcing it and being edgy. But I just wonder, what is he edgy about? Is he edgy about the way he constructs a lineup, or is Farhad giving him the lineup? Is he edgy about the players that he has available? Is he edgy about the bullpen? What is he edgy about? Is it just about wins and losses? I want to know what he's edgy about with this roster.
Well, let's examine what happened to him down in San Diego, because that has been a question that you've been asking for a long time. And if we boil it down, what happened in San Diego, by most people's accounts, the locker room didn't get along, the clubhouse didn't get along, and he got into it essentially with the GM. Is that, am I missing something, Loveman? Because I know you and I have gone back and forth on this. Please interject if I'm missing a branch to this.
Yeah, no, you got the basics there, and we can kind of get, you know, more deep into it on the other side. But for the most part, yeah, there were some tense situations there between Bob and AJ Preller down in San Diego.
All right, that's what's coming up on the game, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go.
This song, hey, I'm gonna be real. This was the jam.
The jam.
Like, Craig hey, Akon had a run, man.
No, it did.
He did have a run.
Dude, he got a lot of hits. And I get locked up. They won't let me out.
It ain't nothing you can do
hey,
about
it. Hey, Styles P.
Styles P ripped it. The video was hard. Oh. I love that one. Locked Up was a hit. It was a banger.
Why are we playing Locked Up, Bonte?
Because Scottie Scheffler was arrested today.
He was like detained. I don't even know what it was.
He took a mugshot. He's out. Now he's on the course. Teed it up for round number two. How's he doing? He sent out a statement. Today, this morning, I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so, considering the tragic accident that had occurred earlier, and there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today. Of course, all of us involved in the tournament expressed our deepest sympathies to the family of the man who passed away in the earlier accident this morning. It truly puts everything in perspective. That is a statement released by Scottie Scheffler prior to round two of the PGA Championship.
It's got great PR.
I saw the greatest tweet already. He's like, my man was arrested and had multiple charges against him and still made his tee time. There's no excuses for you to ever miss yours.
That's good. Oh my God. That's really good.
That is good. By the way, they showed the lawyer he hired. He literally hired a lawyer or whoever. Somebody hired a local attorney
for him. One of the billboard guys?
On the way. One of the billboard guys. Better Call Saul? They hired Better Call Saul. And Better Call Saul was on ESPN getting interviewed.
No. I forget Better Call Saul. Who was the guy in Bronx, the Betty
Bronx Tale? Oh, no. My Cousin Vinny.
No, not My Cousin Vinny. That's Joe Pesci. Who was the lawyer in Carlito's Way? Sean Penn. What was his character's name?
Yeah, that's the one I want. Yeah. You want him?
Yeah, because he's coked out.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Jeez.
David Kleinfeld.
Dude, Kleinfeld is such a character.
That hair is so ridiculous.
It's so good. That's the lawyer I want.
I want Saul Goodman. I need Saul Goodman. he's willing to win a case at all costs. However, did you end up watching the end of Better Call Saul?
I didn't watch any of Better Call Saul.
Oh. Assuming it was not a happy ending.
Oh.
Shout out Robert Kraft.
No, that was most, you beat me to it. You better not talk about that.
I'm disappointed. Real quick, Tom Brady, he's going back and said he shouldn't have done the roast. Hasn't he ever watched these before? Your whole family is fair game.
It's
come on, man.
Come on. You got to know what you're signing up for.
Is he ready for the call games?
I'm out on him calling games.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady.
I mean, well, Greg Olson's better.
Greg Olson to Joe Davis is going to be a hell of a crew.
Until, that should be the Thursday night football crew, right. I've been saying.
Well, Thursday night, Al Michaels I want back. Belichick.
Oh, Al Michaels is back. Oh, boy. Kirk Herbstreit, who's focused on college football. God bless his soul.
I'm out.
So getting back to Bob Melvin, as we were talking about before the end of the break, I thought you brought up something really fascinating. And it was you talking about yesterday the contrast, or what is the contrast, between Bob Melvin and Gabe Kapler.
Right. Through the first 45 games of the season.
Yeah. And Dave Fleming saying to us, and this is all speculation, so I'm recklessly speculating on a hunch here. But like, when I think of head coach, GM, there is a working agreement between the two of them,
right?
But there are a lot of times there's turmoil, and you know, one guy gets hired, the other guy's on the hot seat. They want to point the finger when things don't go well. You know, the GM is usually closer to the owner because they're in the press boxes and they're talking. Think Trent Baalke, Jim Harbaugh. That's like the worst end of it. Now, the successful other end is like Brett Veach, Andy Reid, right? They're on the same page.
Yep.
They're winning championships, whatever. Somewhere in the middle, at some point in San Diego, Bob Melvin and A.J. Preller had a disconnect.
Yep. Who's the guy we asked, Lubman? He does a pod. He was really good with this. We'll get him on when the Giants play the Padres soon. What was his name, Lubman? He does a podcast down there for the San Diego Padres. Who's asking about it? But go ahead and continue, Shaz.
Well, the point being is that there was a player dynamic in the clubhouse where there was jealousy over money with three $300 million players and Juan Soto not getting his $300 or $400 million that he was looking for or whatever. And then they weren't winning. And then you had the GM, who's gone through a million different coaches, managers, says, hey, it's Bob's fault. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
I think Bob has been around the block enough to understand that, like, when things start to go south and a team is underperforming, you know, if I'm going to go down, and this is how I would be, and I'm guessing here, if I'm going to go down, I want to go down my way.
Yeah.
I don't want you giving me the lineup or you inserting this player here and that guy there and having more input on the substitutions. So when Dave Fleming says that Bob Melvin is a little more edgier than he thought, to me it's not about like, oh, he wants to win a lot. No, I think he's realizing, like, I don't know how many more of these opportunities to manage I'm going to get.
Nah, this may be his last ride. This may be his last ride, no doubt about that. And you said something there that reminds me of us on this show, to bring it back to this show. We said when Kate Scott took the Philadelphia Sixers job, and she's doing a hell of a job there, we text during the series, and she's loving life on the East Coast, especially after the Maxi shot. But we said, hey, look, man, we heard all these things, think pieces, and, you know, your style, the way we did overtime, 49ers post-game show. We were told by multiple people, that style's not going to work in the morning.
Yeah.
You're going to need to change up.
Yeah.
But when Kate left the show, we told each other, if we're going to go out and we're going to fail on this morning show, let's just go out doing the things we do.
Yeah.
This is the only way we know how to do
it. Being ourselves.
I'm not going to, I can't fake it. I'm not going to generate laughs and try to be some comedian or whatnot. That's not who I am.
Or me to be, hi, I'm Joe Shasky and this is the Morning Roast and I talk in broadcasting voice.
Exactly.
That's just not who I am.
No. We're not doing that.
I am sure. Exactly.
that's who we are.
Plus, we don't have the infrastructure for me to have the Jim Rome Colin Cowherd script. So, I mean, I would love to have 15 producers writing me material every morning and I just show up read.
But then again, that wouldn't be awesome because I like doing my own work.
No, I'm with you on that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like that's outside the lines.
Like,
we're taking
on,
the roasters over the clones any day of the week.
But
we'd smoke them, literally.
Right. By the way, shameless shout outs. We don't want to smoke that. Shameless shout out 745.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing we can do about it.
But you're right. We wanted to go out on our own. If we're going to go out.
We're going
to
go out on our own.
And one day we will be Joe Pesci walking into that room in Goodfellas where someone blows our brains out.
Yeah, we'll get popped.
Horrible analogy, but I'm just trying to give it to you.
Yeah, I know you always go down that road.
Like Tony Soprano, it goes to black.
It just fades to black. And by the way, was ticked off at the ending of The Sopranos. She loved it. Loved it, that's but the, she hated the ending.
Then that's the emotional
yep, that's thing the emotional that you attachment.
Yeah.
But she's a big fan. Big fan. So, you know, we're going to go out our way. So you say Bob Melvin, and he's been around the Mariners, the Diamondbacks, the A's, the Padres, and now the Giants.
It's a lot of teams.
Three-time manager of the year, 07, 12, and 18. It's a lot of teams. They did win a championship. Damn, he's a World Series winner, it says.
As a player?
No, as a coach. Coach. He was a coach.
Well, oh, he's on the staff?
On the staff with the Diamondbacks.
Gotcha.
He was there with Bob Riley, his former teammate.
Yeah, Bob Riley, ex-Giant.
Cool. Yep, ex-Giant. So that's cool. He's got a World Series. But if I'm Bob, and knowing that he signed up with this team and knowing that Farhan Zaidi's here, he's got to know that Farhan's going to want to have a lot of input in a lineup. And there's no way in the world I think Bob Melvin would want to bat Austin Slater leadoff.
Right?
I don't think he'd want to bat Mike Nasirsky leadoff.
I don't think he wants to do the opener.
I think he hates that.
Yeah.
I think he's old school.
I mean, look at his staff. It's Pat Burrell. It's Matt Williams.
Right.
Like, look at his staff. You tell me if Matt Williams strikes you as a guy that's like, yep, advanced analytics, give me the opener.
So my thing is, if he's getting edgy and he's getting a little agitated, does he have the ear of management, the ownership group, the Larry Bears of the world, the Johnsons?
Yeah.
Does he have their ear? Because one of them is going to have to go. I don't see this marriage between Farhan and Zaidi ending together.
Can we agree? I don't think Zaidi's going to get a third manager.
Well, technically, this is a third manager, right? Well, I guess he inherited Bochy.
Second
hire. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get a third hire. There you go. Third hire. I don't think he'll get a third hire. Would you agree with me there?
I didn't even think he deserved a second hire.
Okay, okay.
Because think about this, and it's not about firing Farhan. We're not doing that today. People who listen to the show, and if you haven't listened to the show, we're not fans of Farhan Zaidi.
No.
We haven't been fans for about 3 years now.
And the body of work is overwhelming.
Look at it. I mean, you got J.D. Davis speaking out on his team. Ross Stripling and Alex Wood for crying out loud.
Stripling's pitching well.
I know he's pitching well. Guys like that. There's so much smoke around his team. It's unbelievable. But when he hired Gabe Kapler, that took everybody back. Like, wait a minute. You hired a guy that Philadelphia just fired? We have Howard Eskinon. We have Angelo Cataldi on. They're laughing at us for hiring Gabe Kapler. Philly Zoo is laughing. He's like, dude, Gabe Kapler, really? Your team has Gabe Kapler? So Farhad did that. It was like, whoa, you're kind of beyond the eight ball here. And the fact that he was able to have the opportunity to hire Bob Melvin. And then I think, like, Bob Melvin, okay, what happened in San Diego?
Well,
why didn't it work out? 1 year you go to the NLCS, and I thought you made a big blunder by throwing Sean Manaea in the game, and he got rocked, whatnot. Anyway, you hire him, and he lost the clubhouse. So Craig Elston, what podcast is it that he does in San Diego? Because
he was really
tapped in to what was going on with the Padres. Anyway, Craig Elston, down here in San Diego, Padre podcaster, we'll say that for now until we play this out.
Padres Hot Tub Podcast.
Padres Hot Tub Podcast. Craig Elston. And he's a big NBA fan, obviously. We talked to him for about 20 minutes. We loved it. What went wrong with Melvin in San Diego? Here's what Craig Elston had to say about that.
I will tell you, gentlemen, that the 2023 Padres were never connected as a team. There was a disconnect on that team throughout the season until like the final couple weeks of the season. And that, to me, is something that speaks to a manager setting a culture and setting a tone, or not setting a culture and setting a tone. There was a lot of, hey, we've got the great players, roll them out there, see what'll happen. There was a lot of tinkering. There was a lot of blown leads in the seventh and eighth inning, and on the field, it didn't work. Meanwhile, off the field, there was a growing rift between A.J. Preller and Bob Melvin, and it got worse. And I'm sure at some point in your guys' professional lives, you've had the unfortunate pleasure of working with a higher up or working with someone below you that you just didn't get along and it just didn't click and the styles aren't the same. And that can be something that hardens you as the year goes on and kind of maybe takes away from some of your creativity as things go on.
So Padres just got swept by the Rockies and they're right now 500 team, average team at best, even though they got a lot of stars and they're selling out left and right.
They're the third in the last 3 years. Every year, they have been number three in attendance, which is crazy.
They're selling out. I mean, Petco Park is, I mean, they've really embraced that market. The Chargers leave, and I'll never get the Chargers leave in San Diego. Well, I get it because they wanted the city to pay for a stadium, but they should have paid it themselves. But the Chargers are always going to be an afterthought now in LA.
Yeah.
It's a joke. It's a joke. The L.A. Chargers, really? That anyway.
Well, no, and the other part on the Padres, just real quick, what Oakland tried to do, the A's, with the rooted in Oakland, the Padres didn't do a catchy, you know, slogan. They just did it.
They just did it.
They just literally invested in their team.
Went back to Brown.
Yeah, yep. And so keep going. And they've reaping the rewards. Yeah,
no, they are. They are. So Bob Melvin, and it's not all on Bob Melvin. I don't think we want to say that. I don't think we want to say that at all. By the way, we will. Shameless shout-outs in 15 minutes. Line them up, 888-957-9570. If you can't call in, go ahead and text us on the Xfinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570 for shameless shout-outs. Coming up in 14 minutes here on the Morning Roast. Shameless shout-out. Shout-out whoever you want to shout-out. You're Shasky, shout-out somebody every 5 minutes.
It's true.
Well, you can do that in about 14 minutes, all right? So let's do it.
Or your business.
Or your business. Or your business. Get us. I want to do a show at one of your businesses, by the way. We're going to play a lot of Ronnie Lott, Alden Smith, obviously a lot of Niner stuff from yesterday. I thought Willard and Dibbs did a tremendous job down there in San Jose at the Dwight Clark Legacy Series interviewing Alex Smith, Steve Young. I mean, a lot was going on at 95-70 Game. It was a good time down there. Looked like a good time. I wish we could have gone there. But Melvin, it was not all on Melvin, Shasky. But I wonder how much power he's going to have here in San Francisco. What is the power structure in San Francisco? What is he going to put his – does he – is he able to put his foot down and say, no, we're not doing this, we're doing this?
Don't you learn from past failures?
Absolutely.
Typically, he lost the power struggle. Like, that's what it was.
In San Diego, yeah, he lost it with A.J. Preller.
Right, now we could say it's underperformance, but like, if that was the case, then both would have been blown out, right? He lost the power struggle, right? And so, I don't know, man, like, I think he's learned from that situation. I'm not saying that a power struggle is happening here currently, but when Dave Fleming tells us that he's an edgy guy, that to me, I instantly go to, I don't want to be told.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What to do with the roster you've given me. I will make those decisions. And if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down on my gut and my feelings. And I get that. When you've been around the game as long as you have and you look around and you're like, hey, is my longevity going to be there as a manager? Very few people do the Jack McKeon. You're coaching in your 90s. Right. You're managing in your 90s, right? And so, yeah, and this is also like, look, this is his hometown team. And I do think that when people get what they call their dream job, they want to make sure they go out their way and they want to do everything the right way. And so, yeah, I think there's something going on here.
And he sees what's going on with this team in this market. He's come back to this market.
Point.
He's come back to this market. He was down in San Diego where there's a party and his sellouts left and right.
They transformed that team.
They transformed that team. It is the thing. Now, they're the only show in town outside of San Diego State.
For sure.
But that's their only pro team. So they're going to flock in on that. Padre's been down there forever. But he comes back to San Francisco and his introductory press conference goes, San Francisco has always been about the Giants. Always been about the Giants. Now, I do agree that growing up, Giants and Niners were my first love. Warriors were playing in Oakland, but they're on Sports Channel. I grew up, eventually, early 90s, I'm all in on the Warriors, right? It's Warriors, yeah. Giants, and Niners, whatever. And they're different loves for each team. But the Giants they had the city hopping.
100%.
They did. And I think when he came back and he said in his introductory press conference, you know, it's always been a baseball town. It's been a Giants town. I'm like, Bob, not really.
Not lately.
Not the last decade.
Yeah.
Not even close.
No.
And you have an opportunity to kind of regain some power in this market. But look at the players. Look at the team. Look at the way you guys go about your business. It's not Bob. Bob is new to this. He's been here for 45 games plus spring training. I think he's learned, like, damn, Warriors are down the street. People are buzzing about Jonathan Kuminga. He's probably the fifth guy on the Warriors.
Well, opening day, he probably got a good feel. Like, wow, the loudest ovation was for Matt Williams and Pat Burrell.
Yeah.
Two guys that haven't played in the Giants uniform in a long time.
Forever.
Right. Those are the loudest ovations.
Pat Burrell was here for a cup of coffee. And Matt Williams is quiet as hell.
He hasn't been a Giant since 1996.
I know. And he's quiet.
1996.
I know.
It's 2024.
So Bob's learning, man. It's a tough deal. But I wonder where that relationship is with Farhad Zaidi.
How would you grade Bob Melvin? It's very early, you right?
Know, I don't even know how to grade him.
45 days in.
I don't even know how to grade him, Shasky.
Why is that?
Because I don't know what he's allowed to do. I don't know the power struggle. I don't know. Is Farhad really at 4 o'clock? Like today, when they get ready to play the Rockies, Farhad does this. Here you go.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Here's a lineup card. People listening to the card.
So, like, here, let's go like this.
Basically, handed Shasky a piece of paper as a lineup card saying, hey, here you go. Here's a lineup.
So, like, Austin Slater leading off when he's playing against lefties, and you drop Jung Hoo Lee to the third spot. Does that feel like a Pat Burrell, Matt Williams,
Bob Melvin decision? No, it doesn't.
I mean, Pat Burrell and Matt Williams spent the majority of their career batting 3, 4, or 5.
Right.
Right, the majority of their careers. Think of what they were as ball players. Do you think Jung Hoo Lee is a prototypical three-hitter?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I don't care who's pitching.
I'll say this. With Jung Hoo Lee, he may be better suited to be a two-hitter.
Fine.
You know, because I thought contact. He would add a lot of more speed, but he does get contact. Yeah. He puts the ball in play. Yeah. He can run the base back pass. Control. But as a leadoff, give me another leadoff guy. Give me some more speed at the top of the lineup. But as a three-hole hitter, no. I saw that. I was like, what are we doing?
Well, yeah, that's kind of where I'm going at with that. And so then I look at, like, the bullpen and how he's used the bullpen. Do you believe heading into the year, upper management thinks highly of the Rogers brothers?
Upper management does.
Okay. Who do you think they want getting the ball in the 7th and 8th inning?
Oh, the Rogers brothers.
The Rogers brothers haven't been good. Like, if we're being objective.
Been okay.
Yeah, but like, who has he continued to go to? Like, Tyler Walker, whatever his name. What's your buddy's name? Ryan Walker.
Here, buddy. Ryan Walker.
He's used Miller a lot.
Sean Jelly was pitching in the 7th the other night.
So
didn't that scare you?
I'm wondering, you know, Bob's using certain arms in certain situations, and I'm just questioning, is he bucking what the front office wants, or is he doing what the front office wants? I don't know.
I don't know
But that's the part where I get frustrated, because they told me that the Knicks coach would be able to use his gut more. And when I see some of the lineups, I don't feel that way.
I wonder. Let me get in here, because I wonder how this, because, you know, the Anthony Slaters, the Kendra Andrews, the Monty Pools, the Kareth Burks, the J.D. McCauley's, Sam Gordon's, they pepper Steve Kerr rotation questions all the time. Rotations, lineup changes, Santa Cruz. When it's Shanahan, the David Lombardi's, the Grant Cole's, the Krueger's, the Cam Edmonds, they all ask, you know, Matt Mayoko's, Kyle Shanahan, why did this guy not play?
Why is Isaiah Oliver on the bench?
Right. Why is Spencer Burford on the bench, and why is Feliciano starting?
Exactly.
We all ask these questions about lineups and stuff. Does anybody ask Bob Melvin or Farhad down here in the clubhouse on a day-to-day basis? So what goes into this lineup? What goes into this rotation? Or do they ask a question about the power dynamic of riding out the lineup?
Yeah.
Because that's something I would love to know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And I know he won't answer that. They probably won't answer that. They'd probably say it's a group effort.
But has it been asked?
Yeah, so as far as, like, I'll start the first part. As far as, you know, like, lineup decision stuff like that, it is asked every now and then. I remember a few weeks ago, Austin Slater was leading off one night, and one of the writers kind of was pressing Bob on that, like, why Slater leading off? Why Slater leading off? And the answer was kind of generic. He knows how to lead off. He has good at-bats. He can draw walks. Stuff that, like, there's no substance there. It's just kind of manager speak. But there was a moment, I don't know if I'm not gonna say I'm an expert on body language or anything like that. I got the sense that Bob was kind of having this, like, come on, I'm so tired of this question kind of look when it came to Austin Slater. Like, why Slater lead off? Why Slater lead off? And it's just like, he was given answers almost like, this is what you say when you get asked that question. That was just my kind of personal takeaway from it. He just had this moment where it just looked like, I am tired of these Slater questions. As far as, you know, lineup decisions.
Can I stop you real quick? So I would interpret that as, I don't want to bat Slater lead off. That's the way, like what you're saying right there is how I would interpret that.
And I would say the difference between Bob this year and Gabe last year is that if Gabe Kapler's saying, you know, we believe that Slater is good at leading off, he can do this, he can do that. He said it like almost as if he kind of did believe it in a sense, whereas Bob's just kind of saying it where he's saying it because he has to say it.
Like he's reading off a script.
If that may, like, Bob is saying, like, what he's been told to say. Gabe is saying it, but Gabe's kind of, it sounded like he was more on board.
More bought in.
He was more bought in. That's a good way to put it.
Well, I wish I would have got to that introductory press conference because it may have been asked. That's one of the questions I would have probably asked at that presser with Farhad and Bob Melvin. So, Bob, now that you're manager of the Giants, where's the power structure in terms of running out the lineups, deciding who's coming out of the bullpen and what inning, what role? Have you guys figured that out yet? Where are you at on that?
Yes.
That's the thing I want to know. Because then we can start to delegate, okay, this guy's not bringing in the right players. Or this guy's not making the right decision.
Exactly.
I don't want to just be pointing the finger and say, hey, Bob's doing a great, because I don't want to go down that road right now with Bob Melvin. I don't know what his role is. I know he's the manager, but I don't know how much he's able to manage the roster on a day-to-day basis in terms of writing out the lineup cards or picking which pitcher could pitch in what inning or whatnot.
Well, like, great example, and I'm going to go back to Monday night. It's a tie ball game. You have the bottom of the order up, okay? And you bring in your closer, and then you take him out after eight pitches. So I have follow-up questions. Was Camillo on a short leash because his arm was sore or he was tight? What went into the thought process of taking out your best pitcher, which to me would be old school management of keeping rolling with your best guy, the hell or high water based on matchups. You're just going with the better player, right? In Camilo Duvall versus going to the lefty because you know Freeman hits lefties significantly worse and so does Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. Like I want to know about that ninth inning decision. I want to know who was thinking what and why were those decisions made?
Yeah, that's exactly what I would know. No, you're not wrong.
Because Bochy would have stuck with Camilo Duvall if he went with him in the ninth in a tie game, which might be both the manager and the organization feel that way. I'm talking about front office.
Boy, it seems like Bochy, too, is really sticking it to the Giants. He had a great time winning that series last year in August.
Monte, I don't think we could talk enough. They got rid of a guy. He took a little time off. And on the weekend of them firing their manager, who they replaced him with, he is en route to winning a World Series in year one.
In year one. In year one.
Not in like the second year.
No,
year one. And the Rangers have tremendous talent.
Year one.
If we flipped it, Gabe Kapler is managing the Rangers. There's no way anyone thinks they're winning the World Series, right? Does anyone think they're winning the World Series?
No, absolutely not. And they lost Jacob DeGrom.
I know.
They trade for Max Scherzer, and they lose him.
I know. And they had a bullpen that was so rocky.
So rocky. He was rolling with Aroldis Chapman.
Nathan Eovaldi, he's a good player. No one views him as a number
he's
one.
He's been on seven playoff teams. Right. He's always in the playoffs.
He's always in the playoffs.
He's such a baller.
He's giving you six and giving up two.
Swear to God,
he is.
The Marlins, the Red Sox. Right. I've seen him on 1,000 teams in the playoffs. Oh, I like Nathan Eovaldi, though. Oh, I think he's had three Tommy Johns.
No, he's been good.
I'm dead serious.
No, he's one of those guys you see on a fantasy waiver where you're like, you know what, I'm going to ride this out.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, when is gravy train ending?
If they got rid of Kyle Shanahan, and the guy that they hired to replace Kyle Shanahan, I'm talking about the 49ers, okay, got fired the same week that Shanahan's en route to his first Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Niner fans would lose their minds.
Oh, my gosh.
We were longing for Harbaugh for years, and Shanahan was successful.
Right.
Not all of us, but like some of us.
No, you're right.
Right?
I mean,
if Steve Kerr left the Warriors,
it wins a championship.
It wins a championship.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Warriors are hiring another coach after the guy who replaces him, Warrior fans will lose their minds. I know Bulls fans lost their minds watching Phil Jackson take over the Lakers.
Speaking of which, Rods Mathias sat down with Steve Kerr yesterday at Chase Center. The great Rods Mathias from NBC News, Bay Area. Nobody walks like Rods Mathias. Nobody struts like Rod Fathai, baby. He's got swagger. I'll look up to that guy. But he sat down with Steve Kerr yesterday. Real quick, before we get to shameless shoutouts. I don't know how you're going to take this. Maybe we pick this up on the other side.
There's going to come a time, and maybe it's in 2 years when my contract's up. Maybe that's the time where it's time for me to move on and time for the Warriors to seek new blood and new ideas. And we'll both know when that time comes. And I can tell you one thing, it will be a very amicable parting of the ways whenever that happens.
It makes me sad just on the front end that we are nearing the end of the Big Three. Nearing the end of Steve Kerr. Bob Myers is already gone. That's the first domino to fall. We've already gone through the transition with the Giants, and it hasn't been easy. The transition, you brought up Jim Harbaugh. That transition to Tom Sula to Chip Kelly was not easy. The transition for the Warriors will not be easy. Not at all. It's going to be hard on a lot of fans. Like, think about the Giants right now. Think about where we're at with the Giants. Shameless shout-outs coming up in 30 seconds. Line them up, 888-957-9570. If you can't call in, I see plenty of your texts on the Xfinity Mobile text line. We'll do that as well. We'll read some of those texts off, especially on YouTube and Twitch. But, boy, the Giants' transition has not gone well at all. And they may be farther away from competing for big things than we all thought they were. 2021 seems like such a fluke, and I hate using that word.
I hate doing it too. It what I say is outlier. It was the outlier. Everyone outperformed their normal output. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
All right.
Steve Kerr saying that was, boy.
Bochy was with the Giants for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Kerr's been with the Warriors for 10 seasons.
Crazy.
Which is the same amount as Bill Walsh.
Yep.
Will Kerr get to 13 years with the Warriors?
Gosh. I don't see it, Shasky.
I don't either. I feel like he says two. That means it sounds like this might be his last year.
Right, because coaches, when they sign a two-year deal, you go into that. It's rare that a coach goes into a final season with just one deal, an expiring contract, right?
I mean, at his age, to already be referencing it's time to get rolling, like, it feels like, I'm not saying he's got one foot out the door, but like he's emotionally preparing himself for what's going to happen.
And I think he's preparing the fans too.
Is he preparing Steph Curry? Or is Steph Curry telling him something?
I don't know, but I just, D. Wright, shout out to Darrell Wright out there. Our boy D. Wright. Yeah. We got to get him on the show. He's a big golfer now. Just sent me this text. And it's a tweet of Tiger Woods picking up Scottie Scheffler from the Louisville Police Department.
Oh, my God. Big dog. That's so good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing you can do about it, Scotty. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Let's get the shameless shout-outs.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout-out whoever or whatever you want.
All optimism, baby. Somebody.
I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout-outs on The Morning Roast.
Well,
I'm out.
You know you make me wanna.
All right, we got a couple really good ones at Xfinity Mobile text. I'm going to read this first one here, 510. I want to shout out my daughters, Mia and Bella.
Let's go.
Happy Friday to them. They are super excited for the Niners season. Daddy loves you very much. And let's have an awesome weekend. Also, Oreo Cookie coming in strong. Shout out to Butcher Boy for helping shape the character of our youth. Everyone can do that. You're right, Oreo Cookie. Not everyone can do that, man. And you're doing a hell of a job out there, Shasky. You should be proud of yourself, man. You're really making a difference, man.
Appreciate
it's big
that.
Time. Who else do we got here? Big shout out to myself for getting a big promotion yesterday. Now my family and I can move back to the Bay. Sacramento sucks. That's being Carmichael. Well, congratulations on the promotion. I'm not going to say Sacramento sucks, though.
They said that Scotty Scheffler showed up at the first tee looking like this. And it's a fake Photoshop teardrop on the face. Oh, my God. Can I just say shout out the internet? Shout out the internet for all of the great content we're getting from Scotty Scheffler getting detained, arrested, whatever it is.
Oh, man. Shout out to my baby girl, Unique, from the 415, coming home from school, finishing sophomore year at Sonoma State. Keep it up. Love your dad, Mr. Bay Area. Love that as well. Bay Area Health Community at Fremont and San Jose. Shout out to them. 510, shout out to me. Letting a new job and leaving a place that doesn't value me from villain. See you next Thursday. Oh, wow. Can't wait to see you, Villa.
Let's go.
It's always good to go to a company that values you. Trust me. Trust me on that. Let's get out there to Santa Clara before we give our
shout out my flame team. Okay. All right. My Bronco flame team. Right, and the reason why I want to shout them out, this team spent the majority of the year at the bottom of the standings. And these kids could have quit and given up on the season, and they didn't. And, yeah, making the championship is amazing. Whatever. The camaraderie I saw in the dugout was legitimately inspirational. When you sign up for U Sports, it's about friendships and bonding and memories and feeling better about yourself and confidence. This team embodied everything that's good with U Sports. I don't care if they win, lose, draw, get destroyed on Saturday at West Sunset 11:30 for the championship.
11:30 in the morning?
Yeah, 11:30. Should come out there. It's going to be a good crowd. Diamond 2.
I'm
going to send it to you. I'm just going to say, like, everything that's good about U Sports is embodied by this team, and it's these kids and these families, and I'm really proud of all of them.
Nah, I'm coming out there. We'll be out there. Baby
Chase,
let's go. We're coming out there. We're going to win the championship. We're going to be champions. Shout out to myself for carrying this fifth grade Java basketball team to a championship win after the 5-1-0. Hey, sometimes you got to carry the squad. Heather, Santa Clara. What's up, Heather?
Good morning
to you. Can't wait to see you at training camp.
Morning, boys. Yes, what's up? I know I'm super excited about the season, but I wanted to give a quick shout out to Ar Hilal. They're having their 10th anniversary Hawike at the Santa Clara Convention Center this Sunday at 12:30 and 4:30.
Okay.
So love that. Congrats to our halal.
Well, I like that.
I love that a lot. I love that. Thanks for the call.
Very cool.
Good stuff there. We got a couple more shout outs. Love it. What you got this week? What you got?
Yeah, you know me, I love giving a shout out to a roaster whenever I meet him in the wild. So on Wednesday evening, I went over to my grandparents' house. And well, first off, shout out to my grandparents, Judith and Stanley. Thanks for having me over for dinner. When I got there, you know, I got in, and my grandpa was there doing his Tai Chi for Parkinson's class with his instructor, Otto Dittmer. I walk in, the first thing he says is, "Oh, you're Lubbin from the Morning Roast." Turns out Otto is a big-time roaster.
Wow.
So, yeah, so shout out to Otto. Thank you for the work you're doing with my grandfather. Really do appreciate that. Glad you listened. So shout out to you, and enjoy the music festival in Las Vegas you're going to this weekend.
That's nice. Unbelievable.
Judith and Stanley, by the way, maybe the most grandparents' name of grandparents' names of all time.
I mean,
they don't make Stanleys anymore, right?
Or Judith.
They're very, very grandparenty grandparents.
Or Otto. Otto is my nephew, actually. It's a rare one, but yeah, my nephew is named Otto. Yeah,
it's a very masculine German name.
It is very masculine, yeah. We call him Otz. What's up, Otz?
What's up,
Otz? I'm going to shout out someone that I didn't meet or know. I would like to know him. Anthony Edwards. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We admit we're wrong on the roast. I was wrong.
Oh,
you were wrong, Shasky.
I was wrong.
You were wrong. Like, I buried them. I thought they were done.
Yeah,
I thought
we buried both teams in a series. So let's just shut the hell up and enjoy
games. Last week they were down 0-2. I will toot my own home, Bonte. I said Nuggets in 7 last week.
You did say Nuggets in seven.
Don't count them out yet.
Yeah,
so we'll see there. But that is a team right there. That is a win that could change an entire act. They might not win it, but that is a championship type of win and mentality
right
there.
They're
going to be champions? They could be. After that win, I would not be shocked if they went into Denver and shocked the world.
You know, on the day yesterday, and I'm going to shout out Willard and Dibbs here. I'm going to shout out Willard and Dibbs here at 95.7 the game. Because on the day where you got people across the street tweeting nonsense, you know, because they get a little victory here and there, and they want to go out there and flex, and, you know, we take the high road. And we've always told them to take the high road, and Willard and Dibbs did a hell of a job yesterday. They interviewed Steve Young, Ronnie Lott, Alex Smith. But the interview with Alden Smith. Because we always kick people when they're down. And he was down bad. Alden Smith was down bad. You heard all the stories. You heard stories, Shasky. I heard stories. Mm-hmm. We got friends in the department. I heard all kind of stuff. And Alden Smith tried to turn his life around. They did a kick-ass job yesterday down in San Jose, and I want to shout out Willard and Dibbs for doing that. They represented the station at a very high level down there in San Jose, the Dwight Clark Legacy Series. So shout out to Willard and Dibbs, Lucas and Grandy, part of that show as well, and Nahegan. I'm proud to be part of this station. They did a hell of a job. Exceptional work, fellas.
You're a proud Gator, right?
I'm a proud Gator.
All right, San Francisco State. I want to give a shout out to Tony Schifano. He's the baseball coach over at San Francisco State. The Gators are in the D2 playoffs right now.
Let's go.
And they've gone as far. I think it's one of their more historic seasons.
You know what's crazy? This manager, so Jeremy Blalen.
Great guy. I got him on my phone right here.
So this guy, we need to get him on.
Great guy.
You know what he did? So Jeremy Blalen, he used to be my editor at San Fran Press for coming to all the high schools here in the city. His son is a big-time baseball fan. They're Oriole fans, for whatever reason. And they lived out in SoCal. And Jeremy obviously graduated from SF State like me, and he's been trying to get an SF State Gators baseball hat.
Oh, yeah.
So the Gators were down there in SoCal, and Jeremy's been hitting up the country. Yeah. Dude, I want to get a hat for my kid. Not only did that manager, what's his name?
Tony Schiavone.
Tony Schiavone.
And if I'm pronouncing it wrong, I'm sorry, Tony. I know we've talked on the phone a few times. Great guy.
Not only did he get Jeremy and his son a Gators hat, but he allowed Jeremy's son, I think his son's name is Elijah. I don't want to blow that. Elijah, he said, I want you to be our bat boy for today.
Oh, that's freaking awesome. See, that's what sports is about. That kid's going to be a baseball fan for life. He'll never forget that moment.
So Jeremy just told me that story last week because we had his boy on Small World. It's crazy.
And honest to gosh, like I've been following what they've been doing this year.
Yep.
There are some great stories on that SF State team. I know USF season is kind of coming to an end in Division One, but Division Two, San Francisco State, a historic type of a season for the Gators. Congratulations to Tony and all those kids that have worked their butt off, those young men.
I love it because they don't get a lot of love up there at SF State.
They won yesterday. Oh. Keep winning.
Louis Sebastian, he did this earlier. I got to shout him out. He's currently deployed with the Navy in Kuwait, listening to the morning roast out there in Kuwait.
Thank you for your service.
We love that. Louis,
thank you so
much. Keep doing it, man. Be safe out there, man. We're praying for you. Shout out to the Richmond High School class of 2024. Oilers, going on your senior barbecue today to have some fun. Be safe. Eat some good barbecue. Shout out to you guys for graduating high school, man. That's pretty big. Real quick, Gio in the city. Gio, what's happening?
Good morning, gents.
What's up, Gio?
Good morning. Shout out to Caesar from Genesis Works. Basically, it's a year up. It's a program, a year up, where it really serves you to the young folks. And he was a stellar guy that worked for us for about 9 months. And honestly, this guy's only 17, but I'm 30, and this guy's gonna take my job in 5 years. It's gonna be phenomenal.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Good stuff.
Very cool.
Good stuff,
thanks
Gio.
For calling.
A lot of good
in.
Shout-outs here. Shout out to my son's baseball team, Vacaville Grasshoppers.
Oh, let's
starting
go.
0-4. Now second place entry to playoffs. They're 7-4-1 now. They're on a streak. That's Rossi. Shout out to the Vacaville Grasshoppers. Yeah. I love that name. Grasshoppers. That's a good team.
We played Vacaville last year, 12U.
They got good baseball up there.
Yeah, Pony. No,
good athletics
excellent.
Up there.
They're excellent.
Great athletics up
very
there.
Very cool. The coach was super cool, very nice. Just a good group of kids. Rodeo, Rockland up that way. Well, all kicked our butt. Vacaville.
Vacaville Pop Warner football team back in the day.
Us.
They were the Bagels.
Yeah.
They had the stripes. They were legit, all four teams. Yeah. They were like, damn. Vacaville, they got it going on up there. That is it for shameless shout outs. A lot of good shout outs. Oh, last one, Bay School. The Bay School varsity softball team made it to NCS for the first time this week. I covered a lot of Bay School games in my days covering high school sports. Shout out to Bay School. Go out there and win that championship, man. Made it to NCS. Good stuff there. With that said, let's get to the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Horace Hilaire, wish you could say that in the batting cage the other day. Huh? But he's going to be back in the lineup this inning. Go figure. He's going to be back in the lineup after missing 2 weeks with a shoulder strain. Let's see if he can get hot against the Colorado Rockies tonight. Blake Snell, he's in Sacramento where he's expected to make his second and final rehab start before joining the rotation. He's been out since last month with an abductor strain. So the Giants, slowly but surely, getting healthier by the day as we try to get rolling here against the Rockies. Rockies have won 7 in a row. Giants, they salvage a game against the Dodgers. Let's see if they can get a winning streak here in his homestand with the winning homestand, I should say. Got distracted there for a second.
St. Mary's College softball made the tournament regionals for the first time in program history.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Wow, that is cool. That is
all
cool.
Optimism, baby.
All optimism.
Go Gales!
The injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Get to all the Niner sound. We got the Steve Kerr sound. We get to the NBA playoffs. A lot coming up on the morning rush here on 95.7. The game. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.